Hello and welcome to our first and last edition of our revolutionary one-part series, Ways to Success for Students of English, A Guide to Prosperity. In this podcast, we are going to present to you the four most promising possibilities with the help of which you might, no, you will, find inner peace and happiness in life.
So, fellow students of the English language, don't pull the trigger just yet and put your guns back into the drawer for at least the duration of this podcast. Oh, come on, we haven't even started yet.
Let's jump right in with our top four. We don't take responsibility for any harm caused by our recommendations.
Number four, taxi driver.
Once you have obtained your bachelor's degree and also happen to have a driving license, you're perfectly qualified for a new position as a taxi driver. During your time as an English student, you have acquired the most fitting skills needed for this job. For example, having gained vast knowledge in linguistics and phonetics, you are now able to identify all the sounds made by your average drunk on the back seat.
Yeah, and you can more easily bond with your passengers because of your language flexibility and increased vocabulary.
Right, that definitely helps to avoid uncomfortable situations.
Number three, pizza delivery.
By finding various rooms in the university and being sent from office to office when trying to collect your BNs, you have developed an incredible sense of orientation. This is vital for your pizza delivery skills, where you will have to find streets and apartments as quickly as possible.
Remember when you had to read immense amounts of text in English literature? Well, this was part of your training, because as a pizza delivery boy, you need to cope with street names, family names and pizza topping like a pro.
What, you still feel quite unchallenged? Here comes number two.
Number two, cleaner.
As part of the cleaning staff, you can return to university and already be familiar with the facility. That means you can come full circle.
Although the circle is very small and pathetic.
At university, you have learned how to work structured and thoroughly, as you will have to as a cleaner. This is by no means a dead-end job, as you will be able to, since you will be one of the very few to have a degree, climb the ladder and become chief of cleaning operation, an occupation which will undoubtedly demand the utmost planning. You have learned this, for instance, while producing this podcast.
And now, drum roll, please.
Number one, sell your organs.
This is every English student's personal favorite. While not the most delicate option, it is definitely the one that fits our profile best.
As English students?
No, as humans. The only requirement needed is to be a mammal, a task that isn't even daunting for English students.
Not only will you be a decent donor, you will be the perfect donor. This is closely linked to your lifestyle, which is basically no life at all. That is, to be precise, avoiding bright sunlight, avoiding people, and living a monastic life.
Enjoyed our top four? This is the way you're often told it is, and it's common knowledge that arts scholars are perceived like this and promised a future which is similar to what we've shown. As with all cliches, there might be some truth to it, but honestly, you'll do well. There are many examples of those who made it, but you're probably not one of them.
English students are mostly found in the media, public relations, publishing houses, translation, news agencies, marketing, and educational institutions. We have prepared an interview with Stephanie South, a former English student who is now working as a professional translator.
Mrs. South, why did you decide to study English?
Well, I just found it interesting and it had always been my best subject at school.
Did you plan on becoming a translator?
No, I had no idea.
So you were as desperate as we are?
Definitely. At first I had thought about becoming a novelist, but the chances of being successful are low.
What has changed your mind?
In my third semester, I listened to a podcast in which various career options were suggested. It was a great inspiration and to this day the most impressive podcast I've listened to.
Fascinating.
Indeed, I will tell my grandchildren about it.
Well, thank you for the interview. It restored my faith in humanity.
Thank you for having me.
So, this concludes our podcast. We hope we have left a lasting impression on you and wish you all the best in all your future endeavors.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. Unfortunately, we recorded considerable losses of English students.
Thank you for listening.